Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so it's just me right now. If you missed it, I was talking earlier that it's snowing, the roads are awful, and DZ unfortunately got into a car accident. He's okay, he was a little shaken up, but I told him, you go worry about that, and I will handle the show until whenever. Don't worry about that. So that just shows you, somebody hit him. Be very careful. It is slippery. The roads were not clear at all. It's coming down. So just please, please, please be careful this morning. Okay. So the question of the day involves holiday bonuses. I know you're probably laughing like, what's a holiday bonus, right? Never heard of it. Never seen her. Who is she? No, this came up because I was telling DZ off the air yesterday that the holiday bonus, the average holiday bonus for Americans is $2,500. And I was curious. I wanted to know. I never really heard that number. And I thought $2,500, okay, sounds about right, because they were comparing bonuses. So I thought, you know, okay, $2,500. Is that a thing? Do you guys get a Christmas bonus? I mean, we don't get a Christmas bonus. I don't feel like I'm outing anything by telling that. I know a lot of people do. Is it old school? Does your employer give you one? $2,500. The average bonus for an American. I just thought that was really interesting. So that is the question of the day. Do you get a bonus? Does that number sound right? Don't worry. I'm not going to go too deep into your money situation this morning. You know, we're nosy, but we're not that nosy. 414-533-1037. I'll go right to the phones this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Autumn in New Berlin.
Oh, you know what, Autumn? Since DZ's not here, I have no idea where your song is. Hold on. Give me a second. I'll find it. Screw it. We'll find it later. Autumn, good morning. Just let's be safe out there. Are you driving this morning?
My fiance is driving. I'm passenger.
Girl, it is a mess out there. You got to be careful.
They're awful.
Yeah, they're really bad. So I'm just glad DZ's okay. So, do you get a bonus? Does he get a bonus? I'm so curious.
No, we don't get a bonus. We get a holiday. I got a holiday turkey.
Well, I mean, that's $30 of something, I guess. What? Do they do that every year?
Apparently. This is my first year at the company.
So oh, my. Does he get a bonus? Does your man get a bonus?
No.
No. Okay. I was just curious. I was like, wow, but you got a turkey. How many people work in your company, Autumn?
Oh, a lot. I work for Generac.
Ah, okay. So everybody gets a turkey. Well, Autumn, we're going to shout out Generac. We'd like the bonus instead next time. You're welcome, Autumn. Have a great day. Bye. All right. So the average bonus we found out is $2,500 for Americans. If you even get one. Oh, they hung up. Okay, fine. We're going to go to the next one. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, hi, Kelly. You heard me say DZ is not here this morning. He got into a car accident with this crazy weather. So, oh, here, I found your song. I'm a little behind with the songs. You know, I'm the pilot today, so I had to, it's like riding a bike. Kind of dusts it off. All right, Kelly. Do you get a bonus?
I do not, but yesterday my coworker and I were actually talking about this and reminiscing on the days when we did get bonuses.
No way! How many years has it been since you got one?
It's been about 5 or 6 years.
Was it COVID? Was that what killed the holiday bonus for your company?
No, my boss retired and sold the company.
Boo. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I've never gotten a holiday bonus. I mean, ever. So I didn't even, that would just be glorious. I mean, we get a holiday party. But that's about
that.
Oh, hell, that's even worse. I think that some people consider the holiday party our bonus, but that could be argued about at a different time. So fine. Yeah. OK, so interesting. So you haven't gotten a bonus in 5 or 6 years. Dang. Yeah. All right. Well, I won't make you buy the next drink. Have a good day, Kelly.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Do you get a holiday bonus? 414-533-1037. That's the question of the day, because the average holiday bonus for Americans is $2,500. I've never seen a bonus like that. I've never seen a holiday bonus. I don't even know what this is. We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so it's just me. DZ got into a car accident this morning. He's okay, but he is dealing with that this morning. Someone hit him. It is snowing out there. The roads were not good when I drove in. So just please be very careful. We went from a 50 degree day to this hot mess on the road. So just take extra time, slow down, and take it easy. Okay, so the question of the day has to do with the holiday bonus. I saw that Americans, the average holiday bonus is $2,500. I've never seen a holiday bonus. I don't even know what they're talking about, okay? Hi I want to say hi to Lindsay in Port Washington this morning. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
So you didn't get a holiday bonus, you said, because you're a healthcare worker?
Correct. We got a gift certificate to get a turkey or a ham.
What? Okay, you're the second person this morning. I don't know if you heard Autumn in New Berlin who called in. They got a turkey as well. And I'm like, this is a thing?
You can either use it for like turkeys or fruit or vegetable.
You're joking. Wait, so how much is it?
$20.
You're joking.
No. Really?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to just say keep the gift. What?
Right?
They give you a $20 gift certificate? That's... Girl, I am in shock. And after you serve and you give people health care all year long, you save lives, oh my God, I can't. Yeah. I can't. Okay, that's embarrassing. I guess it's better than my bonus, which is nothing.
Right? I mean, it's something, I guess.
Do they throw a holiday party for you?
We threw our own.
Oh my God. All right. It's a dark world out there, everybody.
Right?
Don't expect your employer to give you a bonus. Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Lindsay. Well, I'm beside myself. Thanks for calling and giving me the down low because I am in shock by how messed up that is. Have a good day. Thanks for what you do, Lindsay. Bye. Wow. A $20 bonus. I mean, that's insane. All right. I'm going to go to Cameron in Waterford. Hi, Cameron. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you do get a bonus. Is it more than the $20 Lindsay gets?
It is just a little more, though.
Oh, thank God. So, what do you mean? Go on.
My company I just started working for, they gave me a bonus of $300 in Visa gift cards.
Oh, actually, I'd receive that. How did you feel about the $300? I think that's nice.
So I'm kind of closer. My past job, I was closer to the $2,500 bonus. I'm a little upset that I got the $300.
Got it.
Hearing other people, I'm actually a lot happier.
Well, isn't that messed up, though, that we have to hear other people say they got a $20 ham for us to be like, I guess it's perspective. I get it. But I also understand when you came from a $25 or a $2,500 bonus, I get why $300 would be like, what is this? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, they used to, here's another perfect example, Cameron. They used to throw us really nice holiday parties. I remember 20 years ago when I started to KISS, we were at the fanciest of fancies. And then eventually over the years, you know, now we're at, you know, the radio station and it's catered. And I'm like, what the hell is this? You know?
Exactly,
and so they're still doing stuff for us, but it's not the same. So I get why that would be tough to go back and forth. Dang, Cameron. All right. Perspective. I still think you deserve $2,500. Just saying.
I appreciate it. Next time, maybe.
Next time. All right, Cameron. Thanks for calling and sharing. Have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. So we're talking about how the average holiday bonus for Americans is apparently $2,500. I've never gotten a holiday bonus. Let me read the text quick before I go back to the phones. Dina in Hales Corners said, I used to work at a grocery store. And they'd give us $100 on our shopping cart and 1,000 fuel points. Okay, $100, again, better than $20, a $20 gift card. Somebody said, hospital worker here, we get nothing. Aw, that makes me sad. Somebody else texted in, we got a $75 grocery gift card. You know, I mean, at least you're going to go buy groceries, but that's better than the $20 one because that was just not okay at all. All right, I'm going to go back to the phones. One of our regulars, he called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. Hi, good morning to Nick in Waukesha. Nick.
Hey.
Bienvenido, Ami, Ami. Hey, Nick. All right, do you get a holiday bonus?
I do not, but we actually get a holiday party, which actually is coming up like next
in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I worked at Generac, we actually got about a $300 bonus. For around Christmas time.
What year was that? Because now they're getting $20 hams, according to what's her face.
Oh, wow.
No. It was somebody was calling earlier who's, I don't know if you're in Autumn and New Berlin, but they have a lot of employees. Yeah, so you got a what now? $100?
We got $300 for a bonus. And then we got like a $200 bonus for like Thanksgiving around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But we also got a turkey and like a voucher for like $50 at Pick and Save, so we could actually get our like fixings.
Mm-hmm. I see the mentality. There it is.
My roommate and I, we both got the turkeys and we both got the gift cards, and we actually donated it to a less fortunate families and stuff. So
aww,
we both did that every year when we were working there.
That's amazing. Somebody texted in really angry. They said, I get a bleeping sausage box that has a block of cheese, a thing of sausage, and a knife. No work party, no nothing. People that are hearing the people get bonuses are triggered, and the people who do get bonuses are like, well, maybe it ain't so bad right now.
Well, I've been with my company for 2 years. I haven't really gotten anything except for like the Christmas party, but like we have to kind of dress up and everything, but we don't get anything for our actual like Christmas party.
It's
like catered food, we get free drinks and stuff, but that's about it.
Kirsten in Greenfield texted in and said, I got a $2,000 bonus and they throw us a very nice Christmas party. Now we're talking. Now we're talking, Kirsten.
Where'd she work?
I don't know. Girl, drop the work location so we can all go apply. What the heck, dude?
Yeah, what's up?
Somebody else texted in and said, I got a Christmas bonus for $100, but when I worked at EMS in Indianapolis, the company would give out $850 after your first 90 days. Oh, that's Carl in Indy. Well, Carl, that's like an incentive to stay with the company a little bit longer, which a lot of people do that. That's good,
Sure.
All right, Nick, thanks for calling.
Love you guys. I'll see you guys Saturday.
See you Saturday. Love you. Bye. We have a private party for our regulars this weekend. Don't ask. It's none of your business if you're not a regular. All right. Last but not least, we're talking the holiday bonuses because the average bonus is $2,500. OG Lori's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's just me. DZ is dealing with the car accident. Somebody hit him this morning.
I hope everything's
all right
for the poor guy.
Well, his wife called me, scared the hell out of me. Standing there, and I see Aaron calling me. I'm like, this isn't good. And he had already texted me this morning about other stuff. So then when she called me, she's like, he just got T-boned. I'm like, oh my gosh. He's okay. But he's just dealing with, so he's stressed. Let DZ go. So just be careful on the roads. It's not good out there right now. All right, Lori, Christmas bonus. You got one? Did you seriously get one?
Yes, we get them every year.
Nice.
And last year was kind of a down year. We were kind of slow. So I got $1,000, but the year before I got $3,000, and I've already been as high as $6,000.
How does it go up? Does it just depend on your like years?
It just depends on, you know, how business goes for the year. And the bosses, you know, and I've noticed too that it seems like the larger the company you work for, the less you get.
That part. Oh, thank you for saying that, because you're not as close. It's not as home. You know, think about this. You got a smaller business, you know, the owners, you know, the man, you know, everybody. You get in some of these bigger companies, even like mine. I don't know some of the people at the top. You know, I know the people I work with in Milwaukee and Madison and Chicago, but that's it. So
I've been here 10 years, and I guess before I started working here, they used to do the fancy, you know, holiday parties out. At a restaurant, but I guess somebody got a little overboard and they put the kibosh to that. So we get a holiday luncheon at
work. Wait, the drunk guy ruined the work parties for us? Is that what you're telling me, Lori? Is that because people can't hold their alcohol? We can't have parties because of legal reasons?
That's how a lot of companies are. They, if they do have a holiday party,
their employees are a liability.
They don't allow alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Some people are that way. It's like we get a holiday party every year that's catered in.
Yeah.
But we don't go out for holiday parties, but they used to in the past.
Well, I feel everyone on LinkedIn right now. Everybody's applying for jobs with bonuses after they heard you, Lori. Girl.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so for the first time, it is not What Would DZ Do. It's going to be What Would You Guys Do? Because DZ is dealing with a car accident he got into this morning. He's okay. Somebody hit him, but these roads are not good. So we went from like 50 degrees to it's snowing, and my ride-in was not very smooth. So just be careful. Slow down. Pay attention. We don't want you to have that kind of morning either, and we'll find out what's going on. He's okay, but he was dealing with it. So that was on the way to work this morning. Okay, so now we have a submission. You can always email DZ at 1037kissfm.com. You can slide into our DMs. Sometimes we find them in the Kiss Instagram DMs, wherever. Okay, so this one came from Instagram. She says, "Hi, Allie and DZ. I need advice. My husband and I have been together for years and married for two, and I thought we were solid. We'd been talking seriously about starting a family, but then we hit a rough patch and agreed to focus on counseling and getting back on the same page. Then a few days ago, he told me he wants a divorce because our ideas about having kids don't line up the way he needs them to. He says he still loves me, but he can't picture a life with me that doesn't look exactly the way he imagined, even if that means leaving our marriage behind. I feel completely blindsided and heartbroken, like the future I thought we were building just vanished. How do I even begin to process something like this when it comes out of nowhere? Should I try and fight to keep him and agree to completely go with the future plans he'd imagined?" That's rough. That's really, really rough. All right. Okay, so she is married. You can always text or call 414-533-1037. Been with her husband for years, married for two. Thought things were good. They start going to counseling to talk about starting a family. They find out their ideas of whatever that is don't line up, and now he wants a divorce. And she is completely blindsided. But, I mean, at least he's doing it before they had kids. He maybe should have done that before they got married. That would have been my advice. Maybe you should have had these discussions long before this point, but okay. That being said, people change their mind too, and I'll give you that. Sometimes in your 20s, you don't want kids. People change their mind in their 30s, and vice versa. Sometimes you want them, and then you change your mind and go, you know what? I'm good. Whatever it is, to each their own. But this should have been handled earlier on, in my opinion. We're going to go to the phones this morning. Like I said, you can text or call. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
What's up? It's Mike.
Oh, Mike in Waukesha. Good morning. Did you hear me say I got to find all the theme songs now because I'm on this side?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Come on, man. We got that country grammar.
I got you, Mike. I said, yeah. Dust off. I'm like the pilot today, okay? So I know how to drive. I just had to remember how to. Okay? All right. So you hear this, Mike? You're married. You're married to Bulldog.
Yeah, lucky lady, I tell you.
And now this woman wrote in, and she's stressed because her husband wants to divorce. They don't agree on the kid thing. What should she do?
I think that she should see if they can work it out, but if that's really a deal breaker, I mean, you probably got to go your separate ways. Mike, unfortunately, it's always sad to see a marriage end.
I know.
At the same time, you don't want to have kids, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, we tried to make it work, and I had this kid, and you semi-resent.
And now you resent me.
And, like to put a kid in the middle of that, that's not fair.
No, not at all. Absolutely. Well, and I just don't understand how people get to this point where they're married for 2 years and before they realize they don't agree, which leads me to think that he was not speaking up. That's what it leads me to think, Mike. When I hear stories like this, I'm like, he was just going with the flow. And he took her down the wrong path, and he didn't want what she wanted, but he wasn't paying attention. And now he's like, you know what? Now that it's time, never mind.
Yeah, like, men don't pay attention to most stuff. But
I believe that.
But, like, you know, I think that's one of those things, too, when you're dating somebody, like, you got to talk about, like, house or apartment, kids, no kids, you know, credit card or saving, you know, it's like, I think those are, like, first, like, 6 months of dating.
Agree.
Because otherwise, it's like, you don't want to be, like, first date, like, hey, do you want to have kids? It's like, well, this dude's weird.
And so now you're like, 3 years later, and he's like, I don't want kids, I want a divorce. You're like, what just happened? Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I agree.
That's really sad.
That
I
is
like,
sad.
You're talking, and I'm like, what the heck, a car accident and a divorce? I'm like, we gotta get the pep in the step.
Oh my God, Mike, I didn't even think about how depressing the show is.
I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to get a glass of Cabernet and just sit in.
Mike, you're so funny. I'm not laughing at the fact, but it has been a traumatic morning. DZ got into a car accident. He's okay. Somebody hit him. He's dealing with that. We're talking now about this poor girl who wrote on Insta. Her husband wants a divorce because he doesn't agree on their kids. Oh, my God.
If any other listeners have anything sad today, let's just get it
out
of the way.
We're trauma dumping right now. 414-533-1037. Mike, when you're right, you're right. My bad.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today we are talking about the poor woman who wrote us on Insta, slid into the DMs and said her husband and her have been together for a couple years, married for two. Well, they've been together for years and married for two, talking about having kids, and now they're not on the same page. They went to counseling. He says he wants a divorce because their ideas about having kids don't line up the way he needs them to, and he loves her, but he can't picture a life with her. Awkward. So now she wants to know, should she try and fight to keep him? Should she just go ahead with his plans for the future, which I think is a horrible idea? You never want to just say whatever you want, because that's when you got to find your self-esteem and your self-respect and go, you know what? I know what I want and I know what I need. I'm going to compromise, but I'm not going to compromise on children. That seems a little dramatic. All right, I'm going to go to Ariana in West Dallas. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. You are newly married. Pregnant. And you hear this guy, I don't know how they got to this point where now they're married and he's like, no, was he just pacifying her the whole marriage? I don't understand. This is crazy.
Honestly, I know that kind of sucks.
Sad.
And unfortunately, I think that's a conversation, like you said, should have had happen.
Yep. He didn't do it in time.
Exactly.
And he waited.
Correct.
He waited till the Mayday moment. Oh, I don't actually want kids. Now I got to break up with her.
You know, and that's unfortunate, but I think that's a sign for her where she needs to think about herself and her future, because then she's going to, like, if she does stick around, and then obviously she's going to probably want kids and stuff, you know? She's going to hate him at the end and, like, get answers towards him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just a sign for her to think about herself and think about her future.
Yeah.
So, because honestly, I can tell you this. Before I met my husband, I said I didn't want any more kids. You know, I have two kids. I have a, she's going to be 12-year-old, and I have a daughter, and I have a almost 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want no more kids after this. But I compromised with my husband before getting married.
Well,
and I felt right with him, you know.
But you did it before you got married.
Yes.
And you agreed on that. And you know what else, Ariana? I think it's okay to say people change their mind. Like, some people want kids and don't and then do. But at the same time, you have to have these conversations as they're happening. Yeah. You can't wait until the Mayday moment like this guy and go, you know what? Now that it's time, not working. Like, what the heck, man?
No, I know. It's really unfortunate for her, but I think
she can do better.
I think it's a sign.
I mean, I'm not saying
for herself.
I guess you're supposed to fight for your marriage, but it sounds like this guy is a mess, so whatever. All right, thanks for calling, Ariana.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you.
See
you Saturday at our private party.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to go next to Julia in Franklin. Hey, Julia.
Good morning.
Are you married? I don't know this.
I am.
Okay.
Yes, I've been married for 2 years.
God. Oh, well, this could be you then.
A little personal.
I bet. It's not your husband or you, I promise.
No, it's not. I know that.
But she wrote us and she's like, her husband of 2 years is now saying, you know, I don't see a future with you and we don't agree on kids. I want a divorce. Should she fight for this?
I think kids is a, like, make or break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you guys are not aligned on kids, like,
hot mess.
I think it's a hot mess. I think that it's worth going back to the therapist and saying, hey, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't give up that right away. Yeah.
Right. Like, maybe just go back to, like, now that he's made this proclamation, like, go back to the therapist and say, hey, this is the revelation of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Like, can we move forward and, like, have a third party try to help you? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because, you know,
even if
go
you
ahead.
Get the professional help and the therapist is like, yeah, I hate to break it to you guys, but, like, this is, you either compromise or you don't. And I
You know what annoys me about this is like ringing true in a lot of ways of other relationships that I've heard about. Nothing I've experienced where it's like you do get married and he goes with it or she goes with it, right? Because they're too far in. They get married. They're now married. They're not happy, but they're faking it till they make it. And then it's, oh, well, I stopped it before we had kids. Well, you should have stopped it before the wedding. And then they think they get a medal because they stopped. I've seen this happen with couples, and I'm like, no. Why did you get married to begin with? Like, it doesn't even make sense. They're like, I stopped before we had kids.
And like, to be a little personal with it, Allie, like, me and my husband talked about kids too. Like, we're 2 years married now, and it's just the idea of like, he was ready a year ago, and I say, hey man, my uterus, my choice. I'm not there yet, you know?
So you guys do disagree on it.
But I said, I'm not ready yet, but let's reevaluate in 6 months.
Right? Okay.
I still want kids.
Are you going to string him along? Married. Oh, you do want him. Okay.
Absolutely not. No, I absolutely want kids. Okay. I was just like, hey, man, we just got married. We just built a house. Let's like enjoy it for a little bit first.
He's trying to jump to the kid part. I'm with you, Julia. As someone who's been married and then was married for a few years, traveled, and then had kids, enjoy your marriage because the kids are fun, but it's over.
It changes the whole thing.
It changes everything once you have kids. Yeah, it's totally different life.
Agree.
So, all right. Well, Julia, good input. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a great day. Good luck to DZ.
Hey, thanks. He just texted me. I need to check it, but I can't right now. I don't have any arms. I'll check it in a second. All right. Thanks, Julia. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. So we're talking today. Somebody wrote us on Instagram and she said she's been married for a couple of years and her husband now wants a divorce. They went to counseling and he thinks they don't agree on the kids. Like he just can't picture a life with her now. So she's like, do I fight for this? What do I do here? I'm going to go to the text real quick before we get to our last caller. Somebody on the text said, let him go. Why waste any more time on someone who does not want the same things in life? The person you marry should help you become the person you want to be with reasonable compromises. Starting a family is huge. If you want kids and he does not, leave. Dave Patrick texted in, girl, kick that guy to the curb. She deserves better and needs to do what's best for her. Honestly, it's just sad that she had to go through all that. But hey, you know what they say? The hard stuff is what makes you stronger. It's not helpful when you're going through it, but afterwards it makes sense. Let's go to John Shoup, our math teacher in Milwaukee. Hi, Shoup.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're married and have a kid, Emerson. Yes. So what's your advice? Yes. Her husband is saying he wants a divorce. He can't picture kids with her. What now?
Well, I think throwing a kid into a mix, you know, into a marriage is going to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't the communication beforehand about what you really wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When my wife and I got married, we knew we wanted a kid.
Yeah.
I almost lost my wife during pregnancy.
Oh, that's scary.
Almost lost Emerson during pregnancy.
Oh, that's scary.
So it's one of those things that, like, this is the conversation that you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And my logical brain tells me that the communication between people these days
sucks.
It's just not good.
It's bad. Oh my gosh, Shoup. And that is why the dating world is a hot mess. And
right.
I agree. Right. Communication is a problem. Oh, I feel like you're hitting the nail on the head right now. And so they don't communicate. They get into marriages and then it's a hot mess.
And we're terrible. We're texting app kind of society now.
Oh, Shoup. You know how many relationships have gone downhill from texting because it's just a mix.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
a loss in communication. I mean, talk about a hot mess. Yeah,
100%. And if we're not able to be honest, then you know, we all make mistakes, right? We all screw up, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't talk about it, then it's over.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. If you can't talk about it and get through your problems, it's over. That is, I mean, it's as simple as it sounds. You're so right, Shoup. If that's it, communicate or end it, right?
Yep.
Honestly, it's so blunt, but it's so true. I mean, honestly, Shoup, good advice. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. And if you've been listening, then you know that DZ got hit this morning in a car accident. He's okay, but somebody hit him and he's been dealing with that. I got that call from his wife and I was like, why is Aaron calling me? And then she said, yeah. Dan just got T-boned. So he's going to call us and tell us what's going on because he's been dealing with that for the past at least hour and a half. And he just texted me and said, I can call you now and let you know what's going on. So we're going to hear from DZ in a minute. And in the meantime, I just want to say shout out to all the kids at Oconomowoc High School. I have to say, I really appreciate them, especially last night. I got invited for the SDC class in Oconomowoc. They are it's like a seminar, digital communications, I guess it stands for. It's really cool. They do all these things in the media world. I got to meet these kids when I went, and I got to be a part of the Oconomowoc homecoming parade, their 150th anniversary. They let me actually like MC the parade with the kids, and Aubrey, my girl, one of those kids. So last night, all of these kids were wrapping up their semester. I got invited out to the Golden Mast out at Okachi Lake, and I got to watch all of these high schoolers present what they had done over the year. It was so cool because I saw so many kids with bright futures. I'm like, oh, these kids, they're doing great. So shout out to everyone at Oconomowoc High School and the SDC class who had me at their State of Us, they call it. It was a great dinner, a great night, and I had a great time. Okay, shout outs are over. DZ is on the line. Hey, friend.
What's good?
Sam, are you okay? Yeah, yeah. Start at the top. Yeah. Are you okay? Man, what's going on?
I don't want to say I'm not okay and like you just make that. Anybody nervous, but my body's a little sore and I'm feeling some discomfort in places that, you know, I'm assuming are related to just getting smacked on your way to work.
So what happened? She just T-boned you?
Yeah, man. So I'm on my way. I'm going westbound, right?
Yep.
I'm on Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Going straight, got the green light. Ironically, I took a slightly different way than I normally do because the train, we've talked about getting stuck at the train before.
Oh my gosh. Dude, I heard the train this morning. I heard that train because it goes all the way across the city.
It was over by me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
By my point in the morning.
It's like, it was really early this morning. I heard because it's really that track that goes all the way through. Oh my God. I know exactly
what train.
Yep. Go on.
So I'm sitting here. I'm going, nope, not taking that track. So I take a different route, spin around. I'm on Howard going westbound. Green light. There's a lady, at the time I didn't know, but there's a car, I should say, that's also coming eastbound and going to make the left. I see that they got their arrow, but we've both got green, so I've got right of way. I'm assuming, hey, we know road conditions, right?
Slow down and give them a second.
I don't think she's going to continue driving.
Yeah.
She continues driving.
No.
T-bones me. Like, I laid on the horn, T-bones me. Like, I there was nothing I could do to avoid getting hit. I couldn't do anything but just hit the horn and just...
And the babies were not in the car, correct? Thank God.
The babies are in the car. My wife, Erin's the one that drives them to, you know, daycare in the morning to get dropped off for school for the oldest. My immediate thought was, thank God the babies aren't in the car. Then my next thought is, oh my gosh, I just got hit, like, let's get out of the car. I get out the car. You know how I am as a caring person. I ask the lady if she's okay.
Of course.
Are you okay?
You're like, so nice. Because Erin calls me and she goes, the woman's yelling. I'm like, I'm about to go find this woman. She better watch out. How's she going to hit you and then yell at you? God.
She tried to tell me I was accelerating. I'm like, I mean, ma'am, that's how it works when you're driving across a green light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't trying to be bogus, but I was like, you know how driving works, right? Like, you have to accelerate to drive the vehicle.
Yeah.
I'm going uphill in snow. If I don't accelerate, what? Man, like, and so man. And
You're having a week, DZ.
I'll tell you, my shoulder, my elbow, and my wrist are a little sore. Mm-hmm. My back's tight.
Did she hit the back or the front? Is your car totaled? Like
she T-boned the driver's side door.
Oh my God! You need to go to the hospital then. There's no way.
She T-boned me. You know, like, and here, let me read you the account because I got to say thank you to this woman named Judy.
Yeah.
Because Judy stopped in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
As soon as it happened, was like, hey, I can't stop. Take my number down. I watched it happen. So I messaged her and said, hey, you gave me your number. You know, you witnessed a car accident this morning. Could you just please send me your account when you can? She said, I was stopped at the northbound exit of 794 in Howard, waiting for my turn left to go west.
Yeah.
The east-west traffic light was green, why she was stopped.
Yeah.
And the vehicle turned into your path mm-hmm. as you were coming through the light going westbound on Howard.
Yeah.
So from a
so it wasn't your fault.
Thank you to the lady.
Thank you to Judy.
That stopped.
Like, I'm glad she stopped.
I said good people are seriously appreciated
yeah.
for stopping briefly to give me your info, because the reality is she put herself in harm's way too, stopping yeah. right after an accident when, you know, with hectic, you don't know what's going on. So like
Thank God she did.
I don't know if y'all can hear it in my voice. Like I'm still processing.
We can hear it.
Got a lot of adrenaline like in mm-hmm. my body. Right, a lot of emotions that I'm kind of trying to work yeah. through.
Well, your whole day's been thrown up okay. in like nothing is going the way it should have gone today. You already were up late. You had a Bucks game because you work for the Bucks. You're an in-game host.
Man,
you come
we got
in.
Mollywop last night.
I know.
Lord,
we're not bringing that up. We're not bringing it up. Bad, we're not bringing up the game. No,
you
we're going to.
Thank you.
We're going to ignore it. However, Oscar and Wind Lake texted in and he said he needs to get checked because of the adrenaline effect. I agree. The fact that you got T-boned on the driver's side, DZ, I would go to at least get, or even if it's just you don't want to go to the hospital, go somewhere where they can check you out and make sure you're okay. Everyone's saying, DZ, please go to the ER.
And
Michelle,
you know,
in Greenfield.
I'm gonna thug it out, bro.
Yeah, like, well.
I'm listening. I am listening.
Honestly.
Here's the thing, bro.
Yeah.
As soon as the report was made, I will say the cop didn't give the lady a ticket because he said the road conditions, whatever.
Well, it's probably hard with the roads, yeah.
As long as it's in the report that it's
that she hit you?
We in an at-fault state. You feel me? So I'm sorry, but as long as it's in the report that she hit me, because that is what happened. I'm sorry, ma'am, but that is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that's good, I don't care that she didn't get a ticket, man. Like, she needed to get to work. Like, I was trying to get to
work. Is her
car
totaled?
No. This is, no.
What kind of car did she have?
She drove off. I drove about 100 feet
and
realized that my steering column was shafted. I'm talking about my
Hold
hands
on.
Were look left, look right when I do my dance. My hands were steering column twisting and turning, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to get my car looked at, but that's not even my priority.
Yeah,
right now
no kidding.
Your
whole day.
I'm sorry. I'm not. My brain is going crazy.
You don't need to say sorry, DZ. You just got into a car accident and people are texting in. Please be careful on the roads. People are saying things like they're all a mess. Speaking of DZ, the Moreland off ramp in New Berlin is extremely icy and there's a large pile up with cars in the ditch. And then another one, Interstate 43 south of Milwaukee. Oh, this is the same one. It's a complete ice rink. So, I mean, that's not even the site. You're in Bayview. You're not even near this side of town where everyone's saying it's all icy, but I know it was a mess on my way to work. So
the roads are trash, and then yeah. when the driving doesn't match the need of the weather
totally
it's given any given Sunday for any mm-hmm. given person. And I hate to say it, but
yeah,
in my brain I was like, today is a crazy day, everybody mm-hmm. be safe. And then bam, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking on 2 feet.
Mm.
I'm standing as straight up as I can.
Yeah.
I'm okay. All considerations, I want to say that I'm okay. It's just that adrenaline for sure is kind of like taking over now, mm-hmm. or if you will, like holding me through, because I'm about like an hour out from just having gotten T-boned, so
mm-hmm.
my body's now understanding it.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, honestly. Like, I think everyone's texting the right thing, which is that you are going to be, you know, feeling that adrenaline, and that's going to wear off, and you still have to process. I mean, you got hit, you were late to work, you missed work, which is, we don't care about that. I'm just really glad you're okay.
I'm like, wait, girl, I'm not even there.
What's oh my God, Ed the IT guy's coming in. Maybe he could be on with me today. Oh, he's rolling his eyes.
Forget IT. We need DZ.
I need DZ. I want DZ, but I want you. Listen, I will say this.
We need DZ and not that kind.
No.
We just need Ed.
Ed can't hear you yet. Wait till he gets in here. I will say this. When Aaron called me, I was like confused because you had already texted me. So I had talked to you this morning. So then when she called, I thought, so I was glad she called because you sure weren't gonna. Hey, Ed, come on in. DZ got T-boned this morning.
Allie,
yeah.
Can you read my text, Allie? Can you read the text that I texted you, please?
Yeah, it's on.
Do you mind?
You need headphones, though.
What up, Ed?
He said, what up, Ed? Let me.
DZ.
You want me to read the text you texted me directly?
Read,
Because I had literally just stepped into my car and said, I'm on my way, right?
Mm-hmm. And oh, said, you're saying our... Oh, you're saying read back our text from the start. Okay. So at 10:30 last... Can I start at 10:30 last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So DZ texts me, Ed, hey, what up? So now DZ he can hear you now, DZ. So DZ texts me last night at 10:30. I was already asleep. And he says, because he was at the Bucks game. He had a Bucks game. He said, we haven't made the call, but if Danny wakes up congested and with a fever again, their two-year-old, I may just work from home. I'm like, so I didn't see that till this morning. And then he texts me again this morning at 5:17, DZ does, and says, I'll be there. To which I then saw this morning and said, oh, sorry, just saw all of this. You sure? Like, do you want to work from home? And so then Ed just walked in.
That sounds good. Thankfully, he's good. His fever's broken. He's feeling a lot in better spirits. So we're like, yeah, we'll send him. Mm-hmm. We'll send him. Let's do it.
So then DZ gets in the car, and then Aaron calls me, his wife, and I'm like, why is Aaron calling me? I just talked to DZ, and she's like,
because I said I'm on my way. Slow and because the road conditions.
He did say, he said, you're good, fam. I'm on my way, just slow. That is true. That's exactly what he said back to me. And then Aaron calls me and says, Dan just got T-boned. And I talked to him, and the woman's yelling in the background. I wanted to go drive right to Bayview as soon as she said the woman was in the background yelling at him. I was like, look, I'm just glad DZ's okay right now. That scared me, man. I just want him to be okay. So, So then he literally got into the accident after he texted me is what DZ's getting at this morning. So what, 5:17, and then next thing you know, 5:49. You said I'm good on my way.
Mm-hmm. And then I turned out of my house, got up the street after seeing the train, went, I'm not going my normal way. Let me go the other way, and then smacked.
Dang it.
That stinks, man. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, and tell him to go to the hospital, Ed.
What?
Tell him to go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital, DZ.
Hey, you're such a dude, Ed. Never mind.
You I'm can call on Ed's side. Like, can... I just maybe urgent care, but why the hospital? But I'd rather
find urgent care.
Like, just give me X-rayed up, send me home. Like, at the end of the day, bro. Like,
no,
this
you
throw so many things off, and now I got to call insurance. Now I got to figure out this vehicle. I can't drive this car.
It's undrivable.
It's I'm not exaggerating. This car looks like, oh, you just got the side smack, bro. Like, no, something is wrong. Whether it's the frame, whether it's the axle, whether it's the steering control, something makes this car undrivable. Snow aside. No BS, y'all.
Everybody's texting in and saying, yes, DZ. Brandon from Tosa texted in and said, DZ, I was going to see you at the game last night. Saturday, sat in 209. Please got to get to urgent care to check out, bro. So, yeah, I would go because, like you said, DZ, you're on adrenaline right now. Like, you can't feel the pain in your body, right? Wouldn't you agree, Ed?
I mean, I feel a certain discomfort, but I wouldn't call it pain. It's just like a little ow here and there, but it's just because I'm an hour after getting T-boned.
Yeah. Well, when you go in and they say you're a little nuts, be like, we already knew that. That has nothing to do with the accident. That was us before anyway. Now look at my body and give me some X-rays.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, if you just heard, you know that DZ is not here because he got hit this morning trying to come to work because of the weather conditions. And today's, she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that she found out her friend had a baby on social media. What? Oh, I got to pull up a chair and get my coffee for this one. We are so far behind, but whatever. Okay, am I the jerk? She said, hi, Allie and DZ. One of my friends just had a baby, and I found out about it on Instagram. We've been good friends throughout her pregnancy, and I even call her once a week, check in with her, and I even went to her baby shower. I was invited to that. I spoke to her just a few days before she went into labor and even texted her husband. And he said, hey, we're at the hospital now waiting for the baby to come. She says, as a mom, I understand everything that comes with having a baby. And I had a baby a few years ago, and I made a point to personally message the people close to me in my life that I had had a baby. But now I found out about the birth of her baby on social media. I went to her baby shower. How could I find out about this on social media? Am I the jerk for being mad that I found out about the birth of a baby on social media instead of hearing it straight from my friend. I want to be anonymous. Thank you both. Okay. I mean, one time, listen, I'll tell this story and throw myself under the bus. One time I bought a house, okay? Well, a couple times I bought a house, but I bought a house about 10 years ago, and I did it so, not impulsively, but I had been looking, and then just one day I was like, this is it. I want it. I had little babies. I buy the house. I post on social media. One of my best friends at the time calls me. She goes, are you joking me? I found out you bought a house on social media. And I was like, yeah, maybe that probably wasn't the best. So I have done that. But this is a baby. I mean, this is a total baby. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that she found out about the birth on social media and not, she wants a text, something. And I don't blame her if she was at the shower. Sometimes people at the shower, though, are not people close to us. We just invite everybody that, you know, and anyone we can think of. So 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for being mad she found out her friend had a baby on social media? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so it's just me today because, as you might have heard, DZ got into a car accident. Somebody hit him this morning. So threw the whole day off. Just be careful on those roads because, yeah, the snow hit last night, that's for sure. All right, so the question today is she wants to know if she's a jerk. She's really upset that she found out that her friend had her baby on social media. She's like, I went to the shower. I check in with her. We've been friends. I'm a mom. I thought that, you know, I would get a text or something. And she got nothing. So she's like, am I the jerk for being upset that I found out that she had her baby on social media? All right, we're going to go to the phones. I'm going to start with, how about, I think this is Amber in Milwaukee. Hi, Amber.
Hi. And I hope DZ's okay.
Thank you.
Honestly, I think she is the friend that got upset about
yeah.
it is the jerk.
You think she's the jerk?
Like, honestly, like, you, as a female, you when you have a kid,
yeah.
there could be all kinds of things that happen. Mm-hmm. I know when I had my son,
ooh.
I was higher than a kite. Because they shot me up with 4 shots of morphine and 4 shots
same girl.
Of epidural.
Same girl, and I had C-sections, and I was really gone.
Right. So I was telling the doctor he's a great captain of our ship, let alone texting people. So, yeah.
Okay, but wait. But Amber, here's what you're missing. She posted on social media, though. That's, I think, what is crazy. It'd be one thing if she,
did
that would
he
make
post,
sense.
Or did her husband post?
I don't know. It says she found out on social media, so I assume she posted. I don't know. But look, I'm going to go with yours. You say jerk for being upset you found out your friend had a baby on social media. I am shocked. I really thought you guys were going to be like, no, that's messed up. You're like, no, you have a baby. You don't. And I do agree. When someone has a baby, you kind of leave them alone for a little bit and then you check in. But
right,
finding
right.
out about the birth on social media versus a text, I could see how that might trigger a few people. You know what I mean?
When you have a baby, first off, you're not thinking about no phone.
You're not. You're but she posted on social.
Formula and all the stuff that you got to do to take care of the baby.
All right. Well, Amber, you say jerk. Let's see if everyone agrees with you, okay?
Hey, good morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. She's upset because she found out her friend had a baby on social media. She knew the friend was pregnant. She just did not know that the baby had come. She went to the shower and everything. So that's why she was like, wait, I found out on social media. All right. Next up, Michelle, formerly of Hartford, now from, what is she from? Oh, Greenfield now. Hi, Michelle in Greenfield.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. All right. Is she the jerk for being mad she found out her friend had a baby on social media?
Yeah, she's a jerk 100%.
What?
Okay, seriously. Everybody posts everything on social media.
True,
which is great. You
mm-hmm.
know, we love food pics. We love we're going to this restaurant. It's great. Okay. So what happened to, hey, you know what, Mom and Dad, I'm calling you. I had a baby. Can you make the chain of calls and call everybody for me? Seriously, come on, people. What is this world coming to? I mean, I found out a friend of mine died on Facebook.
What?
On Facebook.
What?
Yes, my friend Jay died in Illinois on Facebook, and I was a wreck.
And that's how you found out. Oh, yep. My gosh.
So let's all take a step back from social media. Mm-hmm. I think it's gotten too ridiculous.
Well, I will agree. I mean, there are times where I'll post before I will reply to a text. You know this, Michelle.
Oh, God,
however,
yes. By the way, you still owe me a few texts, by the way.
My bad. However, you know, I will totally post daily before I will. My texts have become emails at this point, which is the problem, is that everything is over. We just have too much communication, honestly. As much as we need to communicate, there's too much out there now. And I can't even keep my messages straight. That being said, you should have some kind of a text group when you're about to have a baby. Like, I feel like they dropped the ball on that. I'm not going to blame them because she just had a baby. But at the same time, like, how you invite all these people to your shower, and then when you had the baby, you're like, whatever. I don't know, social media, maybe it's acceptable now because you say jerk.
I do. I mean, you've got Instagram, you've got X, you've got Facebook, you've got Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else is out there. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous.
TikTok.
It's 100% ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, Anastasia and Franklin texted in. She's a jerk. Not everything is about you. She just gave birth and had a child. Yeah, she may have a few quick minutes to make that general update on social, but I don't think she's thinking about texting each individual person to let them know she gave birth. I think her way of letting them know was social media. Oh, okay, so that you guys are all on the same page on that. Front. No. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, come on, people. Get with it. What happened to being personable? And, you know, I mean, whatever.
Well,
I don't know.
I tell you what happened. Social media. That's what happened. Okay,
yeah,
Michelle?
Exactly. Yeah, I know that, Allie, because of you.
Oh, stop. Okay, fine. I'll you know what? I'll post on social and say hi to you in the post. How's that?
Oh, God, no. No.
Okay,
no.
Bye,
you'll
Michelle.
Dinner, baby.
I do. I'll text you tomorrow. I swear. No, I don't.
I know. Don't, because you won't.
Okay.
And I hope DZ's okay.
Me
and
too.
And if he needs help, I work at the body shop. He's more than welcome to call me and I can help him.
Aw, thank you. If you missed it, DZ got T-boned this morning, which is why he's not here. It's been a day. So thank you, Michelle. This is why
he's okay. That's the main thing.
Exactly. And this is why I love our listeners is because you guys come out and you guys take care of your people and vice versa. And I love that about our little family on this radio station. So, all right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day.
You too.
Love you. Bye. All right. So now we have two jerks. I don't know if anybody's going to change their mind on that, but let's go to Claire in Menominee Falls. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
You know, I'm driving to work and the roads are indeed slick. So I hope DZ's doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. I almost spun out a couple times too. So.
Oh, geez. They're not nice. Yeah. I drove really slow to work too, even though it was a couple hours ago. But you know what I'm saying. So be careful out there. All right. So do you think she's a jerk for being mad at her friend that she found out her friend had a baby on social media?
You know what? I brought the broom. It's a clean sweep.
Everybody is saying, screw that. Get over yourself, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That mother owes nothing to her. Mm. You know, I mean, if everyone had that mentality of, oh my gosh, I can't believe she didn't text me. Mm-hmm. She just gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's so problematic, in my opinion. Let the woman be.
Yeah.
She just had a kid. Her hands are full.
Mm-hmm.
She's got so much to do.
Absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, my friends and I had group texts every childbirth. I knew when my friend was bleeding out, they had to have 10 people rush in. My husband was texting the group as I was on the operating table. So that's crap she didn't find out right away. See, and that's the other side where this girl who texted in would have said, you know, not the jerk. There's a way to communicate. But I hear what you guys are saying. It's not... They're not thinking about telling everybody. And the social media post was probably just one big thing to be like, everybody knows, now I can move on with my life, right?
Absolutely.
Ooh, everybody's saying, total jerk, it ain't about you. Girly pop, calm down. Yeah. That main character energy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hudson, listen, let me tell you something, Claire. Hudson, my 12-year-old, said that to me the other day. I was talking about something and I go, this is messed up. He goes, you got real main character energy right now. And I was like, that's really funny, Hudson. So we're going to start.
He's not wrong about this person 100%, giving main character energy.
100%.
He wants to be a part of it.
They want to be the star of the show, and they just are not. So, all right, for sure. Okay, thanks for calling, Claire. Be careful on those roads, all right?
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right. It was a sleep today jerk for finding out on social media. She was not, actually, the friend's the jerk for being upset.